make little adjustments to elevate your level of health, would you do it? I'm Dr. Melissa Longo, and I believe your health is the most important asset that you have. And healthy living doesn't have to be complicated. Each episode, I'll share tips from my practice and personal life to help you rock your physical and emotional health and give your body what it needs to thrive. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode. If you are part of my practice, you already know that I see a lot of kids in my practice. If you are new to me or new to chiropractic, new to the show, you may be wondering, what the heck? Why does a chiropractor see kids? That's another whole conversation, but to keep it simple, I always like to tell people I see kids because they have a spine. And as a chiropractor who cares about people's structural movement patterns, who cares about optimal development, optimal neurology, human beings have spines, and that doesn't matter whether you are 90 years old or a newborn. And obviously the techniques, the assessments, the things that we look for, the dysfunction, the patterns, the care for children is completely different than it is for adults, and something that I specialize in, and it's a massive part of my life, and it brings me a lot of joy in my clinical practice, and it has for 22 years now. So if you're looking for a pediatric chiropractor and you're not near me, please, by all means, reach out. We coordinate a lot of referrals to other docs internationally as best as we can. So when we're talking about kids, one of the things you may be dealing with your children, or hopefully you're listening to this today because you just want to be aware and be informed so that you can make more empowered choices for your family. Stress happens to all of us. Stress does happen to children. It just looks a little different. It's relative to whatever they're experiencing. They may not be juggling the responsibilities, family dynamics, finances, the things that we as adults sometimes, you know, deal with when it comes to stressful situations. However, their stressors can be felt and perceived in different ways. And the challenge with kids is that depending on their age, depending on their vocabulary, depending on their connection and who's around them, they don't always have the ability to really articulate what they're feeling because they don't know any different. They don't know that what they're feeling in their body or what they're emotionally dealing with is unusual for them. It's not what everyone feels like. So what I want to just jump into quickly today is the number one sign of stress in kids from my observations and my observations as a mother as well, but also then not only how to determine whether your kids are stressed, but what to do about it. Right? And how you can actually figure these things out for yourself. I'm a big believer that you need to make informed decisions for your health. Shows like this, resources, blogs, books, audio books, actual in-person sessions, like the more information you can get, the better. But also be very careful that you don't get information that then bombards you and overwhelms you and robs you of your natural instincts or your ability to still seek objective opinion. And this is just another opportunity for you to gain information. I don't know your children. I don't know your stress levels. I don't know your family. So this is, again, just general information. But I want to make sure that if you're observing anything in any of the shows that I talk about, that you make a point to go and get objective information and an assessment, an opinion from someone else in person. If you're my community, great, come and see me. Oftentimes people will misdiagnose things when they read everything on Google, or, you know, they'll often make things much worse than they actually are because you're not able to filter with the clinical eyes that we have as practitioners, okay? So this is just another way for you to get some information. And if you're listening to this and you start getting some, you know, some little instincts and alarm bells go off in your head, then listen to the part where I talk about what to do about dealing with stress in your kids and choose one of those things to move forward. Okay, so when it comes to kids and it comes to stress, the number one sign of it, okay, aside from them telling you, I'm not feeling good, I'm feeling uncomfortable, is going to be any change in their pattern. Now, I want to break this down into two different categories. Now, when I say change of pattern, I clearly mean what is unusual for them. So when it comes to change in pattern, there's two ways, a change in pattern of their behavior and a change in pattern of something to do with their body. Okay, so behavior and body. Is anything different? This is what I want you to be asking yourself. We all have rhythms and routines, right? We think about kids' behavior. If you suddenly have a child who is normally very active, very outgoing, very happy, that suddenly seems a little bit withdrawn, that seems quieter than usual, that is edgy and irritated, that isn't sleeping, a child who is normally, you know, really quiet and reserved and calm and content, that is suddenly seeming again agitated, aggressive, any behavior that suddenly seems different than their usual behavior may be a sign that there is a stressor in your child's life. It may be a sign that there is something going on that is challenging them that they don't know how to deal with, and it's up to you to help them figure out what it is. Now, yes, there are hormonal changes that will happen depending on the ages of your children. There are biochemical changes that can happen depending on the foods that you're giving your child. There's some things that could be causing this change in behavior. But the first step is always going to be to identify it. If you notice that your child's temperament has dramatically changed, I want you to ask yourself, okay, what's going on here? What is different? Are they sick? Are they just suddenly really lethargic and quiet the last few days because they've got a low-grade fever that you missed? Or they're suddenly now getting a runny nose, or you can tell that they're dealing with an immune challenge. Okay, well then give them some rest, help them sort through their health challenge, and chances are when they're recovered, they will be back to themselves. But at least if you pause and ask yourself the question, you're going to get the information. The other thing to keep in mind is there are changes in children's body, you know, habits. So these are changes in their bowels, their breathing rates, their sleep patterns. All of a sudden, if they start telling you they're getting tummy aches or headaches that are out of the blue, again, a change in their body that is different from their usual routine that you cannot attribute to something specific. So if your child tells you, you know, their tummy hurts, and you know that they ate too much the night before, or, you know, they just haven't gone to the bathroom. Again, it's a sign of a change in pattern. So ask some more questions. If your child fell and they've got an injury, okay, you can understand this is a change. Anything that they communicate to you can be attributed possibly to that injury they just suffered. But any other change in their body's functional abilities, so this is suddenly their ear, again, behavior and body can be very much linked, but try to isolate them. Try to look at, is your child suddenly, again, constipated, diarrhea? Are they suddenly running fevers more? Are they getting sick more often than usual? Are they dealing with, again, stomach aches, some kind of reflux? Are they suddenly wetting the bed and they had, you know, stopped doing that? Is there any change in their body function that you can attribute to anything that is obvious? Either if there's change in their behavior or there's a change in their body function, a change in their pattern indicates the body is under some kind of stress. Now, this might not be a negative thing. This might just be growth. This might be, oh, their body is dealing with a food sensitivity that needs to be sorted out. It may be that they are dealing with an immune challenge. These are all healthy things that happen in the body that may sometimes warrant additional extra care. Maybe some supplementation, maybe some visits to their healthcare team, maybe more rest. But I want you to just start asking yourself the question of observing your children a little bit more to understand, you know, stress comes in three different categories roughly in the body: physical stress, emotional, mental stress. And those are technically two different categories, right? Emotions and mental stress, but we'll keep them together for this period right now. And the third type would be chemical stress. So when I talk about stress in the body, it's one of those things could be affecting the body at any given time. And for some kids, obviously some adults as well, those things can storm together, and you can have a period of time where children has got a fall, they're dealing with a growth spurt, they're also dealing with maybe they're losing teeth. It's depending on the age they're at. If they're a toddler, maybe they're getting new teeth. Maybe they're also dealing with movement patterns. All of a sudden they're eating a food that they're reacting to. I mean, there can be kids that are dealing with such a tsunami or a tornado of symptoms and things that are affecting their body's physiology, that it can be difficult to start pulling out what the solutions are going to be and what the problems are. But the bottom line, folks, is I want you to understand that if there's any change in your children's pattern of behavior or pattern in their body, their body systems, start asking yourself, okay, maybe is there something going on here? What could be going on here? Okay, just plant that seed in your head, because the next thing is going to be, okay, well, how do you really figure this out? You know, I mean, you might be listening to me going, okay, I understand what you're saying, but how do I actually determine, you know, if there's stress in the kids? And I've got three solutions here for you. The first is obviously, you know, being engaged with your kids as much as possible. And I obviously, parents think they're engaged with their kids and they're present, but I know parents. I'm around them every day. I know the stressors that a lot of families are under when it comes to managing work, career, household, relationships, sports, extracurricular things. And sometimes life is overwhelming. And sometimes we're on go mode. Your kids are coming home from school. Everyone's getting fed and then you're out the door. Sometimes families are pulled in different directions because one child has one hockey game, the other has skiing or soccer or swimming. So, you know, it's really easy to be present with your kids, but not really engaged with them. And I'm going to encourage you to sometimes slow down or look at where your life is right now and how can you build in some kind of moments of engagement. What are those routines going to be? Is it going to be dinner? Is it going to be the car rides to their sports? Is it going to be a half hour check-in when they get home from school? If you have young children, you will very quickly realize that giving them a half an hour of undivided attention is like giving them hours of distracted attention, right? Your kids want you and your presence more than they want anything else in this life. So, you know, if you can carve that into your days and your weeks in some way, that's the more you can do, the better, obviously. But if you're feeling right now that that's overwhelming or you're feeling disconnected from your child, try to build it in. My youngest son is almost 18 and he's got his own life right now. And it's really easy for me to feel disconnected from him, even though he's in my house most of the time, right? I drive him to baseball most of the time. He can drive himself sometimes. And I've realized that I need to keep driving him to baseball right now because that gives us time together. And it helps me as his mom stay connected because we have lots of conversations in the car. And I hear about his things that sometimes I would miss because my life is also very full. And not only am I home and present and wanting to cook him dinner and spend time with him, he's not always home because of work and sports and friends and whatnot. So just a quick example, my kids are older. You may be listening to this thinking, oh my gosh, like I've got three kids and they've all got different sports and we're running around all the time. Well, okay. I would also invite you to ask yourself, is this the best decision for your family, right? Do your kids need to be in three different sports or would one be enough per season? Again, I can't make the decisions for you. These are for you to make as a family. I will tell you though, as a healthcare professional who has worked with families for 22 years, a lot of families inadvertently put a lot of stress on themselves because they think their kids need all of these things to develop to their optimal potential. And it's not necessarily the case. I also deal with the kids who are stressed, the kids who are not getting enough sleep, the kids who are not running around joyous and full of energy and playing like kids should do because they are overscheduled and overprogrammed. Okay, so a quick invitation for you to engage with your kids, be present with them as much as possible, investigate your lifestyle, and see how you can build in more time because the more present you are with your kids, the more you're going to be able to pick up if they are stressed or not stressed, okay? Change in behavior, change in body. The second thing I encourage you to do is build a team of trusted healthcare professionals and trusted people in your child's life who are maybe not in healthcare, but have an interest in the health and well-being of your child. Now, this is going to pertain to their teachers, their coaches, maybe their people who run their extracurricular programs, neighbors, like people around your child who love and care about your child, including their healthcare professionals, are going to give you a different vantage point. They're going to maybe see things that you don't always see. Remember I said at the beginning, I want you to be mindful of being objective and not just relying on data that you read yourself or books you're reading and making your own decisions on things. I want to make sure that you get objective information. It's really easy for us to get caught up in our own stuff, in our own stories, and to create something that maybe doesn't even exist. So if you're feeling like your child is stressed, if you're feeling like there's some kind of change in their pattern of behavior, it's a great idea to reach out to the people who are in your child's life and ask them, hey, you know, I've noticed that Johnny has been really distracted lately or really restless or really agitated. Asking their teachers or coaches, again, if they have a healthcare team, if they see a chiropractor, like, hey, do you notice anything different? The more you can build this community around your family, you have more eyes on your children. And this can give you really valuable information. If these people say anything to you, then take it, you know, if you trust them and care about them and believe that they have your child's best interest at heart, then take the information in, you know, rather than put up your guard or be resistant and, no, this couldn't be happening to my child. I would encourage you to take a step back, settle in and listen to the feedback that you're getting. 9 times out of 10, if you ask people this kind of stuff, you're probably going to get information that's very positive about your child. you're going to be reassured, right? You're going to see that maybe you're seeing your child obviously a lot, but other people aren't observing anything unusual. And also, let's not forget that other information from other people is going to help give you some data around the stress. So for example, if your child is always agitated at home or exhibiting some kind of distress, but they don't do it at school, they don't do it at sports, no one else is seeing it, that highlights that maybe there is something going on within the family unit that is affecting your child's stress level, but it's not happening at school. So then you can even isolate more what that might be, okay? So second tip here, folks, is if you want to determine stress in your kids, make sure you're relying on the people who are in your child's life. Now that includes the trusted healthcare professionals, their coaches, their teachers, your neighbors, extended family, anyone who knows and loves your kids, basically, okay? Now my third tip for you to really be able to zone in and determine whether your children are stressed is to take care of yourself. Now, this might seem unusual, but look, guys, if you were burnt out, if you were exhausted, it's harder for you to be engaged. It's going to be harder for you to respond to the stresses you're seeing in your kids. So what can you be doing for yourself? What can you be doing for your physical, emotional, mental health, for your social life? The better you are as a parent, the healthier that you are, the more you can give to everyone else in your family, the more you can attune yourself to changes in your children. So don't let the ship go down because the captain or the two captains or the three captains, whoever's there, are suffering. It seems like a lot of parents these days, it's really easy to put everyone else first, to put your kids' needs first. That's kind of our reaction, I think, our natural instinct. If there's a crisis, yeah, you know, take care of your kids first. But life should not be full of crisis. Life should be beautiful and joyous and stable. And in that life, ask yourself, are you making time for you? Are you making time for your health? And again, depending on the ages and stages of your children, it may not be easy right now. It may be finding time once a week for that nugget of half an hour or an hour to get out for a run or go visit, you know, your friends and have a coffee, to be with your partner. Maybe it's half an hour at the end of the day. Whatever it can be, get creative. Rely on your community. Find these solutions. But you've got to be able to take care of yourself if you want to take care of your kids and be able to engage and deal with the stresses if they have any. Okay? So we've talked about the number one stress, a sign of stressing your kids, which is a change in behavior, change in their body. We've talked about how I think you should be able to, you know, help you determine it. So that again is engaging with them, being present as much as possible, trusting the people that are in your life and taking care of yourself. The next thing is going to be, okay, yeah, we got it. My kid is stressed. What do I do about it? Interestingly enough, my solutions are basically the same three things I just said. I want you to engage with them, right? Oftentimes when our children are stressed, they're looking for some kind of connection. There is some kind of emotional or mental stress that is can be met by reassurance, by connection. And even for you to find out more, if there is a change in their body, you know, you need to be able to connect with them so that they can trust you and understand that you're going to help them figure out the problem of why they're suddenly wetting the bed or why they're suddenly feeling like they've got stomach aches all the time or why they're feeling really isolated or why they're agitated. You need to be able to engage with them to help them heal, right? And so first thing is to just find ways to connect with them and get more information about the problem, but also to that connection is going to be able to help you engage with your child more, which is typically what a child really, really needs at their core, okay? Guys, again, I'm giving you really like very, very brief overviews here. Please, if you are listening to this and you're like, yes, my child is suffering, find some support, find some help. This is just a starting point, okay? The second thing I would encourage you to do if you think your child may be stressed, again, is find trusted healthcare professionals, okay? Find people who work with children. If you need referrals, ask your friends, ask your doctors, and your doctors being whoever is in your primary healthcare team. As a chiropractor, I'm considered primary healthcare, which means people do not need referrals to come and see me. We have a lot of the similar training as physicians do, but we just deal with things a little bit differently. I'm very clear with my patients about when they need to go see their medical doctor. I'm very clear with them about things that are outside my scope of clinical practice. But a lot of families will rely on my practice as a first stop because they know that I know their kids or they know that the extent of my knowledge around kids and their health. and we can have a quick conversation. I can assess their child and give them some direction about things that they may want to do that will likely solve the problem before they require any further medical attention. I also have the training and skills to know, you know what, you need some more attention right now or tomorrow or as soon as possible. So build that team for your family. And that's, you know, for me, my healthcare team is chiropractors, massage, we have a dentist, we have psychologists, we have, you know, our eye care, we have a family physician. There's people that are in my personal trainer as part of my healthcare team, but look at who these people could be in your child's life and start to build those healthy relationships, because not only will your children's symptoms and their hopefully their stress resolve, but you're now teaching your children that there are people in this world that can help them reroute their health if needed. The third thing I encourage you to do, like I said before, is take care of yourself. If you're dealing with something stressful in your family, if your kids are dealing with something stressful, you need to help them. It's your role and your responsibility. Again, you can't do that if you are burnt out, okay? So again, I'm going to harp on this because it's something that I say almost every day in my practice. You know, how can you take better care of yourself? What small step can you start taking so that you are able to respond to your family's need? And what you can do now may be different than what you're going to do next month or next year or in 5 years. But you have to be making your health a priority mentally, physically, spiritually, so that you can take care of your kids if there is something stressful going on. Okay, everyone, I hope this was helpful for you today. It was a little bit longer than anticipated. If you have questions, by all means, please reach out. If you need a referral to healthcare professionals and you are in the Collingwood community, please also reach out. If we can help you in any possible way, we're always happy to. If you have questions, again, bring this up with your healthcare professionals. This was meant for information, not for anything diagnostic today. But you are the guide for your children, and they need you to help them understand what stress is. And if you see any change in their pattern of behavior or their patterns of their body's function, I'm encouraging you to start asking more questions and take some steps to get your child well. All right, until the next episode, have a great afternoon, morning, evening, wherever you find yourself listening to this, and make your health a priority and that of your children. Thanks for being here today. I hope that you found some value in today's show, but more importantly, I hope that you take action to adjust your current level of health. For more information, be sure to check out the show notes as well as drmelissalongo.com. You'll find lots of information there to help you rock your health. Connect with me on Instagram or Facebook, and if you enjoyed the show, please do share it with someone you love. I'd love it if you left a review, if the show inspired you, and sent me any kind of feedback that you have. Until next time, have an awesome day.